if you're stressed or anxious and your cortisol is high and you have excess cortisol, then that is going to throw all of your other hormones out of balance and cause physical symptoms for you. If you're tired of your hormonal symptoms, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Balance Your Hormones podcast. This podcast is to inspire you to learn about your health and take back control, empowering you with the tools to listen to and nourish your body. True health doesn't come from quick fixes. It comes from the choices you make every day. So get ready for some truth bombs and welcome to a community of women on this journey together. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another podcast episode. Today's episode is going to be a quick but very important one because journaling, while it sounds like something that is a nice to have or a woohoo exercise, maybe if you're not into it yet and you don't really know what all the hype is about, journaling and really getting self-aware and clear on your mindset is everything for mental health. It is so, so important. And as you would hopefully know by now, if your mental health is not in alignment, meaning that if you're stressed or anxious and your cortisol is high and you have excess cortisol, then that is going to throw all of your other hormones out of balance and cause physical symptoms for you. So essentially, mental health is so, so, so important for your physical health and for clearing your symptoms. So this is why I want to bring these journaling tips to you so that you can start getting on top of your mental health and start feeling less stressed, less anxious, and in full alignment with yourself. So these are my three best journaling tips, and they're actually super simple. Like, you can start doing them right now if you want to, but they actually make the world of difference. You'd be surprised. So the first one is actually the most random tip and one that I don't think you would have heard before, but maybe you have, let me know. And that is to use a boring or ugly journal. I noticed that when I was going to the shops and buying a journal with a really pretty cover or really nice colors that I was like, this is gorgeous, this matches my decor or whatever it was, you know, these are my brand colors, I have to buy it. I felt more of a pressure to keep my handwriting in that book neat and to lay it all out nicely and organize it. And just because I was proud of the outside of the journal, I guess I wanted to be proud of the inside of the journal. But the problem with that is it stops us from being raw. It stops us from being messy and ugly and honest and upset and angry and all of the things that we need to be to truly express how we're feeling, the good and the bad. When we have a pretty journal, I'm going to say that most of us would want to fill it with positive things and nice things. And while being optimistic and having affirmations is a huge part of improving your mental health, I always say to my clients that you can't just like use affirmations to get yourself out of a tricky place. You need to hear yourself out first. And that means acknowledging your thoughts, even the negative and ugly ones. So I've found that when I use a boring journal, I wouldn't say my journal's ugly, but it's just like a little black book. It's just black, right? And it's probably like $2 from the cheap store. It still has to be paper that you enjoy writing on and that, because you don't want it to like feel gross. You still want to feel nice writing in it. But yeah, just don't feel like you need to impress this journal. You can hide it away or whatever. But because whenever I used a journal that was just like boring, I was so much more likely to scribble in that journal if I need to. I've had times where I've been like so frustrated because maybe things weren't working out the way I wanted to. And that's just all part of like, I guess the concept of, I don't want to throw all of you who are a bit skeptical of journaling and woohoo stuff down the rabbit hole even more, but even like manifestation and really trying to get clear on what you want. If I was frustrated that things weren't working out the way that I wanted them to be, or maybe someone did wrong by me, I was like scribbling with like large capital letters in pages of my journal. And that's what I needed, because sometimes you need to just scream into a pillow or sing at the top of your lungs out of frustration. And by having a boring ass journal, you like feel like you can rip pages out if you want to. You can just literally scribble out of anger. And sometimes that's the outlet that we need, because we're so used to people pleasing and trying to keep cool on the outside for everybody else, that the journal really should be a safe space where you can be raw and be real. So that is my first tip, is don't get a journal that you feel like you need to impress or keep pretty. My second tip is, and I got this one from my students when I used to teach, not in terms of journaling, but they introduced me to erasable pens that they have these days. And, you know, at first I just thought they were a luxury. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Just use a pencil or whatever if you want to erase. But in journaling, it just makes things so much easier, because while I said that obviously you should feel comfortable in scribbling things and crossing things out if you want to, I feel like when I'm in flow in writing things down, or maybe I'm writing a pros and cons list because I'm at a crossroads and I need to listen to what my intuition is telling me, having an erasable pen just means that you don't get so frustrated and want to like rip out your page and start again if things get messy, or maybe you've written the wrong thing down or you've changed your mind. So for example, in writing a pros and cons list, you might have like a table and you've set it all up and you've done all your dot points, and then you've made a mistake or you've written something and you're like, actually, no, I don't really believe that. I just wrote that down because that's what I thought I should say. Then you can just erase it and then keep on going. And I just feel like, especially if you're a little bit of a perfectionist like me, if you haven't already noticed, then that can really just keep you in flow and make things so much easier, because you're not worried about spelling mistakes or saying things the right way or using the right word to describe how you're feeling. You can just rub it out and replace it if you need to. So surprisingly, that has been a game changer for me. I think I actually have one of the pens, in my drawer right here. I'll tell you what brand it is. I really love these ones. They just write so smoothly. It is, I think the brand is called Pilot, and the type of pen, it's called the Friction Ball Pen. So Friction is spelled F-R-I-X-I-O-N. So not like it's usually spelled. I just love it. Love it, love it, love it. Would highly recommend. Obviously the ink runs out and then you just like replace the ink to keep the erasable part, but, or you can just buy new ones and they have different colors if you want, but I just find black keeps it simple. Goes back to my first tip. And then my last tip for all of you journaling newbies out there is to use guided questions in your journaling. So don't go thinking that journaling is all Dear Diary. It can be, and doing a recall of your day or of events that have happened can be really helpful in just, you know, getting clear on your thoughts, because sometimes things happen, but we don't actually sit with ourselves long enough to go, how do I feel about that? Or sometimes things will trigger us and we know that we're annoyed and triggered, but we don't actually know why. So doing that recall can really help try and understand yourself and elaborate on things that happen. However, journaling doesn't have to be Dear Diary, right? And you don't even have to start it with Dear Diary, even if it is a recall. Journaling is really, I like to think of it as anything that you write down that is either a reflection on your past, on your feelings, on your thoughts, anything like that. And it can be a reflection of the present moment, right? Because in order to write down the thought, you need to have just had the thought, which is technically the past. So it's either a reflection or it is a projection. So you can journal and do scripting, or, you know, write out your goals or your visions for the future or what you're trying to manifest and all of that kind of thing. Even if it's a pros and cons list, you're reflecting on what you think about the situation and you're also projecting what you want out of the situation so that you can make a decision. So I started journaling just by doing pros and cons lists. I even did when I was moving to Brisbane, I was feeling really lost about whether I should buy a house or whether I should rent or what I should do. And I was feeling like really stuck, and like really stuck emotionally too. And once I wrote a pros and cons list, and it wasn't really your typical pros and cons list, it kind of turned into just like writing paragraphs really about how I felt and really trying to work through why I felt stuck. What were the pros and cons of each thing and how did I actually feel? And even written, I wrote out scenarios, like what would the next year look like for me if I moved, if I bought a house? What would the next year look like for me if I rented an apartment? And this was like the month before COVID happened. So obviously none of those were true, but it helped to really map it out for me so that I could see how I thought about all of that. But if you feel a little bit lost with that, or you don't know where to start, doing guided journaling, so just having some guided basic questions, you'll be surprised how much actually comes up for you if you're being real and honest. So even if something that I gave a little task, I guess, or exercise that I gave my clients or one of my clients yesterday was to write a happiness list. So I challenge all of you who are listening to this podcast right now, tonight or sometime today, don't leave it for tomorrow or the next day or the next day, because it'll never get done. You'll just forget it. So hold yourself accountable. Do it at some point today. And even if you're driving, you can do it as a voice note, or do it as I always do when I'm driving, like voice to text in the notes on my phone, and just get all your thoughts out. And I want you to write a happiness list. So all the things that genuinely bring you joy and happiness without you feeling any pressures or effort or having to think about it. So think of it like, write a list of the things that fill up your cup and give you energy rather than the things that drain you of energy. Because you might enjoy catching up with friends, but after you catch up with friends, if you feel really drained, then that's something to take note of, right? There may be some friends where you catch up with them and then you go home and you feel so energized and motivated to do all the things. And that is a beautiful friendship. So it's even just acknowledging the differences in those as well. So they're my three tips for effective journaling, and also how to get started if you haven't done journaling before. Remember that there is no right or wrong way to do journaling, really. Just put pen to paper and write your thoughts. That's basically it. Or write your feelings, or write answers to questions like, what went well today? What didn't go well today? And just by doing that, you become so much more self-aware. You get so much clarity out of what you want, what's not working for you, how you could improve your life and, you know, make yourself happier and have more time freedom and all of those beautiful things. Because at the end of the day, your life and your health is your responsibility. So it is up to you to make a change. It is up to you to get clear on what you want, and no one can do that for you. So this is a big wake up or a sign to do more journaling if you either have had a break or lost touch with your journal, or if you haven't started, hopefully this inspires you to do so. Also, if there are any other topics that you would like me to share my tips on, or any other things that you would like to learn, please slide into my DMs and let me know. Or even if you want to let me know how this episode landed for you, or if you resonated with it, I would love to hear from you in the DMs. So make sure to message at balanceyourhormones_ on Instagram, and let's chat. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Enjoy writing your happiness list. Don't forget that. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it and want to continue learning more, check out the links in the description. I'm also giving away an Amazon gift card every week to one lucky listener, and your chances are pretty high as this podcast is still small. To be in the draw, all you have to do is help me on my mission to reach more women and educate them on how they too can improve their health by taking a screenshot of this episode and sharing it on your Instagram stories. Make sure to tag both Madison Don't and Balance Your Hormones with an underscore at the end so that I can see it and add you into the draw each week to win a $10 gift card. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss future episodes, and I really love hearing from you. So if this episode resonated with you, please let me know by giving the podcast a review and sending me a message on the Balance Your Hormones Instagram. In the meantime, have a beautiful day, and remember that you are in control and you deserve to feel good. This was not a good day. Gotta go on away, 'cause I do what I do, and it's time something new.